Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150.
Good morning. Welcome again to another episode of Freedom from Pain. This couple of weeks, I'm trying to focus on a topic for parents. Parents with sick kids. Today, we have Dickie, who was on our show some time ago, maybe 6 months ago, sharing her story of her son with seizures. And next week, we'll have another patient that shared the story, a younger kid with seizures, and then another lady, parent, with a little girl who had been writing suicidal note. And the girl was, little girl was scarcity of needles. And next week, hopefully, I can get them on the show and share what I have done for her. Dickie is out up in Northern California. We got her on the line. Can we? Are you there, Dickie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dickie. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Tong.
And welcome again to our station, our show. Can you tell us where you're from and what you do? What kind of work do you do?
I'm from Southern California, in the area like Laguna Gil, San Juan, and San Clemente. And I am a nutritionist.
Yes.
And I have a son, 53, with epilepsy.
And how long has he had epilepsy?
Since 13, from having accidents, being hit with a baseball bat in the back of his head and other things.
Oh. So can you summarize for us a little bit? What has you done? What have you done for him all of these years for the seizure problem?
Well, we've had all different kinds of medications which are supposed to be able to take care of the epilepsy, and they've been changed from time to time, but they have not been effective in helping rid him of the seizures, which can be frequent and many hospitalizations.
Well, tell us what happened. I think the last time he just came back to us, but the last time we treated him, maybe it's like 8-9 months ago, just before he first came to see us, how was he doing?
Well, he was not in a very good state. As Jeff says, he says, I was out of it, completely out of it. And he would go in this post-dictal state where he would be fed intravenously, and then a constant change of the medications to trying to do something about the seizures, and loss of memory, and not being able to walk straight, and many effects that really were endangering his health.
And how often was he being admitted to the hospital? just prior to seeing?
Oh, just off and on constantly in different hospitals and then different changing of medications. And once he broke his jaw and he was having, they were trying to treat him, and he was under an anesthetic, and he was having seizures while he was being operated on, just one after the other. So it's been quite a trip.
So as a nutritionist, Noah, you must feel pretty helpless.
Yes, I give him everything I can, but we didn't get to the cause. You've got to get to the cause of something and not treat the effect to have a qualified healing.
Well, how did you hear about us, and then what happened when you after you bring him to us?
Well, a friend of mine whose mother had epilepsy told me about you, and so I started bringing Jeff to you, and it seemed just remarkable, and like his speech was slurred, and you would ask him a question, and he wouldn't be able to answer you, and if I went to give him food and asked him what he wanted, there was no answer, no reply. And so when I brought him to you, it was just a complete change in Jeff.
Yeah, even after he was improved, but his speech had not improved that much. That's why last time when we were on the show, we did not get Jeff on the show. This time, Jeff was able to speak a little better, so that we were trying to get Jeff to get on the phone. But however, we have a little bit trouble trying to get a hold of him. But anyway, you know, he speaks so much better. Can you summarize what are some of the improvements that you have observed?
Oh, number one, he's talking.
Yeah, he's talking much better, right?
Talking again, often again, talk up a storm.
Yeah.
And he understands what you're saying immediately and can answer you.
And can answer pretty quickly.
And just completely different. He's active. He's been walking maybe 3 to 6 miles a day. He can do that now. And he's doing all kinds of wonderful artwork, just wonderful. And just everything, his whole body has been working in a far greater way, and he is so happy. And he'll say, you know, this is my doctor. This is where I want to go because he knows how to take care of me, Mom.
I agree with you because, this second time I see him, he is so much more alert. You talk to him, you're like a normal person. Last time, it's like there's a big blanket. You know, it take a little time to get my idea across, and it take a longer time for him to answer it. And so it was kind of frustrating to talk to a person that, that hard to communicate. But this time, he's much more alert. He's much more, he's like a normal person. He's not also not as angry, correct?
Yes, that's right. And not so frustrated from having something be wrong and not have an answer for it. It can be very frustrating and cause him to be angry because of the condition. But he's so happy now for finding treatment that is going to the cause.
Yes.
To help him function in the world.
And I want the audience to hear this. One of our problems with our current medical system is that Jeff is on Medicare, and Medicare only allows 3 treatments in every 2 months, and that is not the schedule that we can really improve him, and that's the reason why he's still on seizure medications. Otherwise, by now, I could have get him off the medication totally, and he probably would be home, maybe even start to get a job if I was able to treat him like constantly, consistently, during the last 6 months. But anyway, Dickie, you were also a patient of mine. You had some back pain and other problems. Can you share with us what happened to you?
Yes, I was injured at my work and severe pain in my lower back, neck, and other places, which incapacitated me to do my life. And you have given me shots, which have just completely changed my life in that respect. But again, I do not have access to the finances through our Medicare, Medi-Cal system to fully use this opportunity to be with you so that my body could be healed and and have full function of it.
Yeah, I remember the
first time. That's why we need to get our rules and regulations here different for all people.
Yeah, to change so that the consumer, the patient, have full control of the insurance. We have full control of our savings. We buy grocery, we go to buy other goods and travel according to what we have in our bank, but we cannot do it without insurance. Somebody else controlling and dictating what you can receive and what you cannot receive is totally not our democratic way of life, and that is why medicine is so expensive. You end up getting the treatment that are wrong, and I'll bring in other patients that to illustrate this point. In any case, I just want to remind the reader to go back to low back pain and listen to Dickie's story. When you first came to me, you could not even turn over. You have a friend.
Oh, but I was in extreme pain.
Yeah.
I could not move in any direction.
And you had a friend with you.
I couldn't even get up on the table for any treatment.
That's right. We had to help you get on the table. And you have a friend waiting. And I told you guys before I started, I say that you will be able to get up by yourself. And you guys did not believe
me. And I didn't believe you.
But right afterwards, you were able to. But also,
yes, I was.
After the second treatment, you and another friend were dancing in the hallway. I remember
very well.
You were dancing, twisting, just after two treatments. Oh, that's all true. But in any case, Dickie, thank you very much again for being in our show.
Unfortunately,
we cannot get your son to come talk. We'll get him again maybe next time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, okay?
You're welcome.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. For those people who have problem, any kind of problem, give me a call. In fact, we have a caller on the line, and I'll get to him and explain to him all the names that we attach to all the Western syndrome. He had retinitis pigmentosa. That is just a name attached to a symptom. And not what I'm concerned with. I'm concerned with what are the underlying causes. I tell you what, I have my son, Jason, on the line, and I want to talk to him about something as a parent, okay? And I know exactly what to do. Last Saturday, I got a call. Jason is a second year at UCLA. He's an A student. I'm pretty proud to say that. He was also the valedictorian of his high school, just like his brother, valedictorian. So I'm pretty proud of him. But last Saturday at around 11:30, I got a call from the emergency room at UCLA Medical Center. Say Jason is groggy. With tachycardia means fast heart rate. He could not talk, sound like he's overdosed. Well, I was really sad and frustrated, because as a parent, I'm sure those people with kids, even though your kid may be doing well in school today, drug abuse is a big problem. And from over the phone, it sounded like that he was overdosed on drugs. So, like any good parents, me and my wife, just drive down at 11:30, close to midnight, and get to the emergency room and found out that Jason told me that he took one dose of NyQuil, okay, and that is and that got him to do it that way. Well, Jason's on the phone. Jason?
Hi, Dad.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Doing great, okay. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, I got sick Thursday or Friday night before my final on Sunday, and I had a really stuffy nose, and I had trouble sleeping, so I took a dose of NyQuil to try and get some sleep so I could take the test.
Yes. And then what happened? Why after you take a NyQuil, what happened to you?
Well, immediately when I was trying to sleep, my heart started beating really fast, and I couldn't talk, and I had really difficult time moving. So I scribbled some stuff down on a paper for my friends to see, and they ended up calling the emergency room, which is what I wanted.
Luckily, you did not write in Chinese.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so you couldn't talk, your heart was pounding. So when the doctor talked to you, you couldn't talk at all?
I was having the easier time as it went along, because I was adjusting to the NyQuil.
Yes.
Embarrassing.
You had taken NyQuil before, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and there were no reaction to it before, correct?
Not that bad.
Not that bad, okay. Well, so here's a message, okay? drugs, even over the counter, can be devastating. And I'll explain to you a little bit later why Jason had problem this time and not a problem last time. And like many audience already know, my love affair with drugs ended on my second year, taking drugs, trying different drugs for insomnia. And that is when I become very disenchanted with the effect of all these different sedatives and stuff like this. I even take two or three doses. Sometimes, you know, I was young and healthy, and after the more you take, the more side effect the next day. And sometimes you have instance, anger and rages. And that's why I empathize with the lady from Texas that killed her kids. She was on four different drugs, and two or three times the safety dose, and then they withdraw her, all her drugs. So she was on withdrawal and drug effects, you know. So, but most people do not understand it. Well, anyway, let me explain to what happened to Jason. Jason been taking exams, so that was very, very demanding and stressful. And then he got down with bronchitis. And so that drains his energy. Once the system drains your energy, it's harder for the system, for the body to repair. So the same amount of stimulus going to your body causes a lot of problems. And by the time I get there, they have already done the toxicology. There was no drug in his system, so there was just like a reaction. I gave him a treatment, but I did not get at UCLA, but I did not get the full history that he was sick on Thursday and Friday. I was not clear from you that you were that sick, so I did not treat your flu, did not treat your bronchitis. So the next day, you have an examination on Sunday afternoon. So that's another point. The schools are really stressing out the kids a lot. And I think that's kind of horrible. Sunday afternoon to take final exams. So tell us what happened during the exam.
I was just a different person. I totally lost my memory. I really shouldn't have taken the test at the time, in retrospect.
And you told your teacher that you lost your memory because you were sick. And,
yeah.
And did he or she believe you?
He didn't believe me because I didn't have any proof. And it's true. I asked pretty late in the examination, and I wasn't thinking clearly. So I thought I would just get some evidence afterwards and just, like, do my best on the test, and that's what I had to do.
Uh-huh. Is that one of the exams you had to make up over?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, we got the emergency room record and sent it to them to prove. That's how you can get the exam retaken. But anyway, Jason, thanks a lot for being on our show. Maybe sometime you can come and co-host with me like Elaine does. So you pick up your brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you guys a little later, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. Well, this shows you that how the detrimental drug effect can be. I can totally empathize with his loss of memory. That's exactly what happened to me when if I take so much of the drug to try to go to sleep. Even you can sleep that night, you take two or three times the dose, the next day you're not yourself. You can't talk, you cannot, you're slow, and you cannot remember things. And that's why from then on, I really try not to use drugs. And for the last 20 years, really, I have not used any drugs except when a patient demanded, when they need the drugs, because they have been taking it for a long time. For anybody who have, and my treatment, if you go back to our past shows, post on my website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and check under radio shows, under drug withdrawals, you'll find out that my treatment is very effective for drug withdrawals. We pick up Jason the Sunday and take him home and give him more treatment, and he was totally fine within 2 days. And after I treated bronchitis also. Anyway, I have a caller on the phone because he emailed me regarding retinitis pigmentosum. Can we get him on the phone? Joseph?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
How are you? So you finally can get to talk.
Yes.
Yeah, you're trying to call me on the at my office, and was busy, so we have not been able to connect. So can you summarize for us what is the problem and tell me what you want to ask me?
Definitely. I was at the moment I'm 17 years old.
Good.
And I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa at the age of about 4 or 5 years old.
Yes.
And I was in Egypt.
Yes.
And I was also diagnosed with cataracts about 5 years ago.
Yes.
About 2 years ago I had laser surgeries.
Yes.
About, I believe, 3 or 4.
Yes.
So now my cataracts are over with.
Yes.
And from what I understand, that retinitis pigmentosa is a genetic disease.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctors, they tried to find anything close to RP in my whole family line, and there was none.
Yes.
Except only one, and that is my grandfather from my mother's side, and he has cataracts.
Okay. Tell me what have they done for you for the retinitis pigmentosa?
In the past, they have recommended me to take vitamins.
Yes.
But after a while, they decided not to do that because that wouldn't help at all. And that's really the only thing.
Did you take vitamins?
Yes, sir.
Like what kind of vitamin did you recommend?
I believe it was vitamin A.
Uh-huh.
And that really was it.
Mm-hmm. And what are your symptoms right now?
Right now I cannot see at all in my sides.
Mm-hmm.
And up and down.
Yes.
And when it's brightness, I can see, but it there's extreme pain.
Yes.
And at night, I cannot see at all.
Okay.
Like at all.
And that is very, very scary and horrible for a 17-year-old kid. All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me just go down the line and explain to you. I can help you.
I can
improve you. I cannot make any guarantees. In fact, you called just on the right time. Yesterday, I have somebody who came in, could not see. He's much older, 87 some years old, have been pretty healthy, but right after the first treatment, he told me he saw better.
Oh.
He said that in front of me, he cannot see the center, he can see periphery, and right afterwards, he said that he can see more of me afterwards. Okay, so, and I'll explain to you how I do it, alright?
Yes, sir.
Number one, retinitis pigmentosa is just a name the medical doctor, the medical profession attached to something they found wrong physically in your body. Anything go wrong, any problem in this physical universe has to do with our mind and spirit. You are not your physical body. Your physical body start out with one cell and then become clumps of cell for the rest of life. And for the rest of life, it changes all the time. All the material, all the cells are different. And they're all different. And so the only thing that's permanent in your system is a memory and your personality. That is the invisible living essence we call a vibration. We call the mind and spirit. A vibration is like channel 7, channel 2, channel 3, and so forth. Okay, you are a vibration of your heart, lung, liver, kidney, spleen, which deal with love and joy for the heart, fear for the kidney, and so forth. You were born with a weak and defective energy system, not genetic. Genes are just dummies, okay? Genetic can never cure you. What happened is that when your energy, you have something inherently wrong in the antenna, the Chinese call meridians, the vibration has entered your body to cure your problem. You look at any problem in the universe, you always start out with a mental know-how. So you get a mind, connect your body, and then you balance your body. Sometime you got to call me at my office. I'll give you more detailed explanation.
No problem.
You have to restore the function of the body. Taking vitamins are no good. I have one somebody on the line saying positive is one of my prior patients. Maybe just stay on the line, I'll explain more. Let's hear what Elizabeth had to say, okay? Stay on the line and I'll explain more how I can help you. Let's hear what Elizabeth say first, okay? Elizabeth?
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm having a real bad start for arthritis today, but I came in once. I don't know if you remember me and I had a treatment.
Yes. Only once?
And I couldn't afford to get more. I'm saving up like a couple of $1,000 so I can come in like 3 times a week for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But the one thing you did cure me of, I have crippling arthritis.
Yeah, are you the one from Pomona?
I'm from Anaheim.
Anaheim,
I'm the one who knows a lot about Western medical science doesn't do anything. I talked to you about that, and you said, why don't you come on my radio show and call?
Good.
Let people know. I don't go to doctors at all. I never have done that. I do a lot of nutrition and a lot of things like that. But I went to you, and you cured me of one thing already. I can get up out of a chair and it's not embarrassing to go out to eat at a restaurant or do anything like that anymore, or go to church. I can get up out of a chair.
Excellent.
And I couldn't do that.
Excellent. Only one treatment. And how long have you had arthritis?
Oh, it started when I was in my 30s.
And so,
I'm 56 right now.
Boy, okay, so 20-some-six years old.
Yeah.
So with all the money we pour in scientific medicine and research, what have we done for our people?
Well, nothing. They don't know anything. I don't even go to doctors. They told me to live with it, take pain pills, and be in a wheelchair. And, I've done a lot of nutrition. I go to the chiropractor, and I'm not in a wheelchair, and I'm able to get around. But I can tell you, nothing could help me to get up out of a chair. And when I came to you, that problem has gone completely away.
After only one treatment.
Yeah, and I really need to come in because my knees are really bad right now, and I have a muscle spasm in my back, and I need to come in, but I'm saving my money, and as soon as I have enough to come in for regular, I think the way you work, it's the best to come in like 3 times a week for a couple of weeks. I think then you can really get more results.
Well, why don't you get some insurance?
We have insurance. You have an HMO. It doesn't, it will not pay for that. And my husband and I were looking at getting a PPO, but he has to pay as much for the PPO as it would just to go in and see you. So we said, forget that. We'll just pay for money. I'll probably be coming in about a month.
Okay. Yes. Well, can you tell us, let know more of what your belief and stuff like that about our current medical system?
Oh, I think it's terrible. I think the reason they put people on drugs and everything is keep them sick. So that they die and just make more money, keep people on drugs.
Yes.
It's all a big lie.
Yeah. There's an article, July 26 of 2000, big article from Public Health, and documenting regular, legitimate, recognized standard medical drug and surgery treatment kills over 250 to 280,000 people a year. We don't need drug in our system. But in any way, Elizabeth, we are running out of time. Thanks for you for calling and share your positive testimony. And call back again anytime you hear something that you want to make a comment. Because I remember talking to you. You have much more insight and is courageous enough to say it out loud. A lot of people do not.
I got afraid to.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
I learned a lot from doctors and it hasn't been anything very good.
Okay.
Dr. Song.
Thanks again. Okay. Yeah. Well, Joseph, call me at my office during the weekdays. I can just say that you're calling long distance. I'll explain to you how restoring that life force back your mind and body, your mind and soul back into the body, how it opens up circulation, how it controls through the endocrine, neuroendocrine, and vascular system to restore and repair the body. We're running out of time, and thank you very much for joining us in our show. Next week, I'll try to get a couple of parents with the kids in the studio with severe mental problem and seizure problem. So tune in again next week and join us next Saturday at the same time, same station. This is Dr. Tong saying goodbye. Have a nice weekend.